This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3605, for Friday, the 27th of May, 2022. Today's show is entitled, Venturing to Use 13-Year Hardware. It is hosted by Archer72 and is about 8 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, Part 2 of Using Slackware on the Old Netbook.
Hello, this is Archer72, and in this episode, and this is my second episode venturing into using a 13-year-old Acer Aspire netbook. In my last episode, the netbook was running a bit warm, but only when I had the lid closed. It was puzzling me for a while, so in an effort to try and figure it out, since Slackware 15 had come out, I decided to split up the drive, and since I had about a 120 gig drive, I did 50 gig on one and 60 on the other, and put 14.2 version of Slackware on one partition and 15.0 on another. Since version 15 was done last, then I booted into 15.0 and edited the lilo.conf and added in an entry, which I'll show in the notes, about how to edit an entry to also be able to boot into 14.2. So at the end of lilo.conf, there is a section that starts with image equals boot slash vm linas and root equals dev sd, in my case a3 for Slackware 15. The label default there is just says Linux. You can change it to Slackware, whichever version you're using. In this case, it's 15.0. And then those four lines, I copied and pasted them below. And instead of saying SDA3, the partition for 14.2 was an SDA2. And then it changed the label so that I would know the difference when I was in the boot screen to which one I would be booting into. As part of trying to diagnose the issues with the CPU, I was using HTOP, and I found out a couple of interesting things about it that I didn't know before. One was, if you do Shift K, you get the kernel activity. And with this, I found a couple of kernel threads, that two different ones that were reading between 40 and 50%, which would account for almost 100% CPU usage. I learned a couple more things about HTOP this week. One is, you don't have to necessarily hit the F key to get into setup. You can just use the mouse. Even when I'm running an SSH session, I can mouse over the setup. And if you go down to, there's things about the CPU. And one of them is, you can show the CPU frequency and also the temperature right in HTOP. And I don't know if it's particular to Slackware, but one of the things you have to do to get the settings to stick is to have a .htoprc. Any settings there are automatically saved into this, to this file. The first kernel parameter I found was ACPI equals HT, and I put that
under the line append in the lilo.conf. And the function of that is what it tells the kernel is to use ACPI boot table parsing, but do not enable ACPI interpreter. This disables any ACPI functionality that is not required for hyper-threading. ACPI, as defined by kernel.org, is the acronym for Advanced Configuration and Power Interface, and is an open industry specification establishing industry standard interfaces for OS-directed configuration and power management on laptops, desktops, and servers. As a result of this parameter, after I ran LILO again to confirm the changes, I rebooted, and now instead of the one course of the CPU reading 100%, it was now reading 50%. The next thing I found that helped was if I did a grep space dot space dash r space slash sys slash firmware slash ACPI slash interrupts, it gave me a listing of all the interrupts, and I spotted the one that was giving me trouble that had 32 million interrupts, I think. I'm reading this right. I don't know if that's per second, but it was GPE 1D. And then I read later online that if I have to echo the word mask versus disable to slash and then a forward caret to slash sys slash firmware slash ACPI slash interrupts slash GPE 1D, or whichever interrupt is giving you the problem. I initially masked that parameter in a cron job under root, but I found out later that I could put it into LILO after that HT parameter and just run LILO again once again to make sure that option stuck. And then after a reboot, everything dropped to between 1 and 5% rate, even with the lid down. I don't know as of yet what I'm going to do with this netbook, but I may do something like Klaatu's episode 3511 and try out some containers with Podman.
There's a couple other things I left out. For one, the fan noise came back, so I picked up one. I searched all over and found one on AliExpress. And the other, someone brought to my attention that memory for a netbook is relatively inexpensive. It was about $13 for 2 gigs to upgrade it from 1 gig. And overall, that was about $20 in parts.
Well, thank you for listening, and feel free to record an episode of your own. Bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.